A really cool, rare bird turned up in Duluth the day before Duluth's Christmas bird count. A black-headed grosbeak, a western species closely related to our own rose-breasted grosbeak, turned up in Pat Thomas's lakeside yard. Pat is extremely knowledgeable and caring about birds, but she's not a bird chaser. She called the Duluth Christmas bird count compiler, Jim Lind, who got the word out to birders in general and specifically to the team that covers Pat's luscious backyard. That would have been me while I was in Duluth. Pat's yard has always been my first stop on the Christmas bird count. This year I was in Ithaca, but Janet Regal led our group there first thing, and they found the bird quickly. I, of course, got emails about the bird every day while I was stuck in Ithaca, and I was jealous as all get out, but I had a sad feeling that by the time I got home on Christmas, it would have vanished. But nope. Even though the weather and general busyness kept me from Pat's until December 27th, when I finally got there, the bird flew right in and posed for photos. I stopped by on New Year's Eve, too, and I saw it there again. It did not cooperate for me on either New Year's Day or on January 2nd when I had to head back to Ithaca, so I am missing it for this year's list, but it was lovely seeing it at all, so I'm not complaining. The bird remained at Pat's until January 6th. Pat told me that the bird came frequently to eat under the pine right outside her kitchen window, along with three or four juncos and a few chickadees. They ate in a small group together, which made Pat feel good that he had some friends. He ate peanuts, black oil sunflower, and white millet. On the coldest days, he'd sit in the cedar and face the sun all fluffed up when he wasn't eating. And when he was eating on the ground on those coldest days, he'd tuck in one foot as he ate and manage to get around on the other foot. Pat last saw the bird at about 4 p.m. on January 6th when she went out to clean off and fill the tree stump feeder. In less than a minute, there he was, back in one of the feeders. He'd apparently been waiting for Pat. He ate his fill and probably moved on that very night. Black-headed grosbeaks are nocturnal migrants. Although his navigation system was clearly a bit screwed up, with luck he headed toward balmier temperatures. Black-headed grosbeaks are closely related to rose-breasted grosbeaks. Both species are unusual in that not only do both sexes sing, but also both males and females often sing while sitting in the nest. Based on what we know from research, males primarily sing to maintain the pair bond for territorial defense and to maintain the family group. Females usually sing a simple song quite different from the males, also to maintain the pair bond and the family group. But interestingly, female black-headed grosbeaks can sing a perfectly good male song, which they do from the nest when their mate has not been paying enough attention to home and hearth. Dr. Jeff Hill, the authority on black-headed grosbeak vocalizations, says that she sings the male song to deceive her mate into thinking there's another male on his territory, which will force him to be more attentive to her in the nest. The more deeply we study birds, the more we learn how complex and fascinating they really are. We humans are far from the only intelligent life form to be found on this planet, or the only one worthy to be featured in soap operas. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.